high quality of this. Also, up the coast, the actual Lutheran church themselves, the black ones, there some seems to be maybe that same quality. Right. The ones at Rabbit Creek were a little bit different than these. The Rabbit Creek ones were used at Cape Crutonstone and a lot of the earlier ones. And it's slightly, just slightly different. They have slightly different impurity on it. But what's interesting is that for Akhmat, there's not a trace of obsidian in that. So it looks like that whatever kind of trade there was for the church, it was all coming from the north and northwest, coming in the 40s that way. Nothing from any other direction. I'll be talking about it later, but at other periods, you do get a lot of obsidian. And in fact, the sources for those obsidian have been traced to the Koyukuk River. So at other periods of time, then major trade routes have come in from the south and southeast. And it's quite interesting that at different periods of time, we get different areas where there was trade, or possibly people even going collecting it themselves. It's possible. Of course, I would love to think that people were hunting mammoths here as recently as 10,000 years ago, but it's probably more reasonable. I'll have to back off on that to find out.
How about the size of your hunting species mammoths? They are small enough to do this.
Well, that's true. The horses were smaller than our modern horses. They're more like some of the northern breeds there. And I don't know, I've never seen a horse butchered, so I don't know if there's any special problem, say, compared to a caribou. But I know that for a caribou, they certainly wouldn't need those heavy tools. In fact, you'd end up with quite a mess in trying to butcher those things. And they had nice sharp knives and thin knives they could have used to butcher caribou. So these big tools are used for something else. I don't know, maybe they were woodwork. I've looked through the microscope along the edges to see what kind of wear is on them, and it doesn't look like woodworking wear. Usually if you're using, say, an adze, a stone adze on wood, what happens is that the first few times you hit the edge, you break off flakes on it, and then after that, then you keep on working and the edge gets polished. You get a real sheen on it, probably because of the silica in the wood. And you get a real polished surface on it. But these implements that I showed didn't have any of that polish on them. So these did look like they were used more cutting this way rather than this way.
Has Akhmat remained been found since the original?
Okay, the question is, has Akhmat remains been found since the original one? There have been some similar finds up on the north slope, but in no place have they been dated. They're just surface finds on surfaces that have been exposed, say, for 10,000-15,000 years, so it's entirely possible. But in most cases, it's only been a very few and not the whole range of tools that have been found there. So these things are obviously related to Akhmat, but it's hard to know exactly if it's from exactly that time period or earlier or more recent. Most of those are at the University of Alaska. They were collected by the Park Service, most of them by the Park Service on the NPRA area. In this area, most likely mammoth. In other areas, the bones, the size of the teeth, as we just talked about the other bones, in many cases, it's quite difficult to tell mastodon and mammoth, as far as they're related, unless you have a whole bone. And especially if it's just the shaft part of it, you can't tell. But in other areas, well, Fairbanks too, most of those are mammoth. Although there are some mastodons. In the lower 48, most of the some areas also that are mastodon, especially the more recent ones. But up here, well, I guess we'll break now for today, and there's another class in charge at 1 o'clock on folklore, and then I'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Does everyone have the syllabus and the books that they're going to? Well, the book is now, the books are over there. Sign up that you've taken them and which ones you've taken, and we'll bill you for them instead of messing around collecting money right now. Yeah, this type of thing.
Thank you.
Okay, I know. It's not enough to get worked up about.